Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for being part of my day. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you, and very excited about having our good friend Rich Galen back on the show. Rich is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going all the way back to, more than 10 years, about 11 years actually, coming up on pretty soon. And he is, as you've heard me say many times before, he's of the Republican persuasion. He says that means he spins to the right. He's the writer, the publisher, and the cost accountant over at Mullings.com, the thrice weekly cyber column. He's our good friend Rich Galen. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Nice to be with you.
Notice I didn't say the profit accountant, just the cost accountant.
No, that is. There is some of that, thank goodness. But I tell you, it's like, I tell people all the time, in a small business, it's like being in a nickel, dime, quarter poker game with some buddies.
Yeah.
You're going to
yeah.
get your share of cards, and nobody's a card sharp, so nobody's going to, you know, beat you just on pure skill. It's really a question of not staying in for the extra card in
That's
each
right.
hand over the course of a night. That's the difference between winning and losing $7.
Well said. I completely agree. Somebody asked me once if I was a nonprofit. I said, I don't intend to be. It's not my goal, but sometimes that's what happens. Hey, Rich, okay, one of the things, and I think, correct me if I'm wrong, I think that more than any other election cycle I've ever seen, the debates for the Republican candidates, and this comment is irrespective of party, I've never seen debates have as much of an influence on the ebbs and flows of the primary campaigns. Have you?
No, never. And I think there's a couple of reasons for it. One is we've never had this many. I think tonight's will be the 21st in the series. 21
right.
debates is just a ridiculous number because it takes the campaigns out of doing other things.
Mm-hmm.
That's number one. Number two is because so many of these campaigns were really run on a shoestring, the debates were the only opportunity they had, other than Romney and in the early days Perry, to really kind of get out in front of a lot of people. And they've gotten really good ratings for cable. I mean, the ratings
right.
have been quite good.
But
the third thing is...
Go ahead, sorry.
No, the third right. thing is that that the social media, especially Twitter, has become so pervasive, especially among the chattering class. I mean, I don't have to watch the debate. I can just follow the Twitter feeds, and I know what everybody is saying and, you know,
right.
when they rolled their eyes, you know, who adjusted their tie. So I think all those three things have really made these debates make a difference, and they have forced people out. Perry's been a good example. Pawlenty, a good example. And they have kept people in, Gingrich being the best example of that.
Absolutely. Well, you know, speaking of Gingrich, you were saying just a minute ago about how people have been able to stay viable like Gingrich with virtually no money, at least until he had some success in the debates. Isn't that a good thing? Isn't that what makes democracy great?
Oh, I see. I don't think there's anything wrong with this. It's just that I'm not sure it gets you to where you want to be in terms of learning a lot about. Nobody's going to learn anything new about these four candidates tonight. We know everything we need to know about them. So
yeah.
all anybody is doing is waiting for see if there's a really good gotcha moment that everybody can jump on.
Some people are saying that this has been destructive, been harmful for the Republican cause. But the truth is, this is, in my opinion, this is vetting the ultimate nominee to the point where by the time the other side starts taking their shots, the average voter will be saying, well, heck, I already knew about that.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I mean, I hadn't
thought
about that side. You're exactly right. That's, I mean, it's the old news theory. Yeah, we've been talking about that since last January, so that's not new news. But
right.
on the other hand, you know, you have to demonstrate that if you can't go toe-to-toe with as Pawlenty did. If you can't go toe-to-toe with Mitt Romney, you're not going to go toe-to-toe. Nobody thinks you can go toe-to-toe with Vladimir Putin. So it does have an effect.
But Gingrich and now Santorum apparently have been seen to go toe-to-toe with him, haven't they?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I mean, Gingrich in South Carolina, Gingrich went in there. You know, he was down 15 or 18 points at the beginning of the week. And by the time the vote was taken, people went to the polls on Saturday, two debates later, including his really brilliant attack on John King Thursday night about his ex-wife. He ended up winning by about 13 percentage points. I mean, that was a 25 or 30 point swing in literally in 6 days.
Right, right. Rich, hold on to that thought. Give us the website again quickly.
Mullings, MULLINGS.com.
We've got more of this to come after these messages with our good friend Rich Galen. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. It's 20 till.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.